police. Run, Jack, 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 little Jack, I'm with
The North American premiere of Emma Donoghue's Room has opened at the Princess of Wales Theatre and will run through May 8th. It marks a return for Mirvish Productions in 2022. The stage production is based on the best-selling novel, which eventually became an Oscar, CSA, Golden Globe, and BAFTA-winning film. Room follows young mother Ma and son Jack. Ma kidnapped as a teenager and locked inside a purpose-built room in her kidnapper's garden. It's in this very complicated space that so much happens. Birth, rape, horror, hope, even happiness. At five, Jack knows nothing of the outside world. Ma and Jack play games as a way to pass time, educate, and build structure to a very limited existence, all while enduring their capture. But as time ticks away, the future looms, and a plan to escape Room is born. The idea to turn this story into a stage production started in 2016. This adaptation of Room was given a new framework and mounted in London and then Dublin and Scotland to critical acclaim. Its North American premiere was delayed, but was finally able to be realized earlier this month. The all-Canadian cast is led by award-winning actress Alexis Gordon. Her CV boasts a dozen appearances with Stratford, three at Shaw, spots in film and television, and engagements with Soulpepper, Nightwood, Theatre Past Mariah, Factory, and Grand Theatre. And Alexis Gordon joins The Oasis for the first time. Welcome.
Thanks so much for having me.
Great to be with you. When you first heard that this story was being turned into a stage production, what went through your mind?
I read the book as soon as it came out. My mom read it and immediately handed it to me and said, you need to read this. So actually, I think she heard before I did. My mom heard that they were turning it into a play in London, Ontario, where I grew up. So she immediately messaged me and said, oh my goodness, can you audition? And they already had a poster out. So I thought, oh, it might be cast, but like, I'll absolutely look into it. And was able to audition a few months later. And then, yeah, got the part.
Did you at all wonder, how would this look on stage? How would this be formatted for such an experience? Did those thoughts go through your mind, or was it just, I just want to be a part of this?
Oh, absolutely. I read the book. I never watched the movie. I was one of the book nerd snobs that decided, no, the book is too perfect. I couldn't possibly watch the movie. And I didn't until after I booked the role and then decided, you know what? I've got a year till we go up. I'll watch it and sort of see how they approach it that way. Because the book and the movie and the play are all through Jack's perspective. It's such magic to read it and learn that and discover the world that you're in. So to watch the movie and get a more obvious version of what's happening, I found fascinating. And I'm fascinated by those who've never read the book or seen the movie who come see the play. And it's been really neat to hear the audience discover as we discover. You can tell what crowds haven't read the book or haven't watched the movie and don't know what's next by some of the gasps or the audible feedback we get. It's really an interesting ride to take with the audience.
For some reason, Jamie Foxx just popped into my brain. He talked about that idea that you have to be a little bit careful with what influences you allow when you're taking on a project like this. I mean, even watching the film in your position, because you don't want to have too much of an impression put on yourself.
Especially because Brie Larson won her Oscar. Like, I can't just be Brie Larson and give a supposed Oscar award-winning performance. That's not how it's ever going to translate. And then it would remove the part from me and appear inauthentic. There's so many traps in doing that. So that's why I tried to watch it as early on as possible so I could forget it, but also enjoy the powerful ride that it takes you on. It's such an epic story and so creatively told by Emma.
The story has found so many people over the years. You're portraying Ma right now. It is full of heart. It's very harrowing at times. It's uplifting in the resilience that we see. What are you absorbing now from putting this on each and every night at the Princess of Wales?
Well, it was interesting. So we were supposed to go up in 2020, of course. We shut down March 13th, 2020, three previews into our London, Ontario run, and then had 2 years away from it. And even when we came back December 2021, we were shut down January of this year, 2022, and had a 6-week hiatus. So we've been punched in the gut a couple times by this pandemic, delaying it. And that has just attached itself to the process. Obviously, isolating with COVID is not the same as being locked in a room for 7 years, but all of our senses coming back after that time away, we found informed the play so much more. Mm. It allowed me to breathe so much more air into places that I'd discovered 2 years ago. And now, since I've grown as a human, able to build it up even more. It's been exhausting, but so educational on humans. I've had strangers message me sort of saying like, how are you able to do that every night? It comes at an exhaustion point, but it comes with the duty of then taking care of myself, appreciating what live theater is, the fact that I get to perform this role 50 times in front of a brand new audience every single time and have to tell the same story with the same heart and the same emotion and the same grit every night is why I love theater more than film.
That's fascinating. I like the idea that when you have this forced time off, and it's been a time of isolation, and this is very much a show about isolation that was going to be put on, you know, pre-pandemic, that very much informs and gives you a more robust palette to work with in this,
for sure,
in this current moment.
Well, and I think audiences have grown as well. Like, it's maybe not for everyone, but sitting in the audience watching room after we've experienced what we have is going to bring out more emotions than it would have 2 years ago, inevitably. Again, on an incomparable level, but still, it's such a fascinating journey to be able to enjoy theater and enjoy art. Good art puts a mirror up to society, and so, or I believe that.
I believe that,
the
too.
Things that we can glean from this play now, I think, make it a sort of beautiful, beautiful irony that we were delayed this long.
If you're just joining us, actress Alexis Gordon is here. She plays the lead character Ma in the stage adaptation of Room, which is on now at the Princess of Wales Theatre. Tickets at mervish.com, and it runs through May 8th. So you touched on it a little bit earlier in the conversation, but this is a different version of Room, a different framework, and it feels like we're looking at the tale maybe with a slightly different angle this time. Is that fair?
A little bit, where the book and the movie are purely through Jack's point of view, this play with music, and it's not your typical musical. It is not like anything you've seen in musical theater, perhaps. They're sort of saying it's a play with music because that music lets us have that sort of emotional crack and gives you a bit more light on how Ma is feeling in some certain moments, which is a beautiful, fresh perspective sort of thrown into this new adaptation of the story.
It has been a curiosity, right? I think people hear about this play, but it also includes music and songs and singing. And so you're saying that interweaving not only gives what's happening on stage a break and sort of perhaps cleanses the palate there, but also acts as that for the audience as well, allows us to maybe digest a little.
Well, you can't put the book down or pause the movie in this case. So this is that sort of space to give to the audience. Absolutely.
Hmm. I've had Emma Donoghue on the program in years past. Have you two been in communication, or what's that relationship been?
She's the kindest. She's very, very, very nice. She'd seen me at Stratford before I got to audition for her even, but she was present in the room as well. She was always open to little offerings or changes in the script. I remember her sort of saying, like, flagging her own Irishisms, that some turns of phrase might not be exactly the Canadian way, or on Jack's birthday cake, I think originally it was M&M's, and she's like, isn't Smarties a bit more Canadian? And we went, sure. So it was Smarties. Like, it was just one of those. Yeah, it's really wonderful to experience that, to feel that freedom to be able to say, oh, I think I might phrase it this way, but is that okay with you? And she never had any ego about it. It was always a living, breathing piece of work.
It's interesting. I know working with the Carole King musical as well, to have her at some access, it's just so helpful to have these creators and these people where everything starts sort of at your fingertips. It's nice.
For sure. And to know that she's written every version and yet they're all so unique, like, that is a testament to her artistry and, again, breathing and flowing with every new human who takes on each role.
Alexis Gordon, just an absolute treat, and it's great to get this insider view into this production that you are putting out there each and every night, and you are getting these accolades of people saying you're putting a lot out there. There's a lot of emotion on that stage, and just fantastic that you're able to give that each and every evening. So thank you.
Thank you so much. And a lot of hope. It's been a pleasure to work with my two cutie pie Jacks. They're the light, the brightest light on stage and in rehearsal and in life right now.
The Mervish production of Room on stage at the Princess of Wales Theatre on King West in downtown Toronto. Masks and vaccination both required. Mervish.com for tickets, and Room runs through May 8th. And you're with The Oasis here on a Wednesday. That's our look at the arts.